Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. I'm going to be having a conversation with you today that I just really am not expecting. I wasn't expecting this to come up when I stood behind the mic, but it's here. And so I'm going to share it. You know, over the years, I've never had any trouble coming up with content for this podcast. I've always just had something to say. There's always been, you know, massive learnings, massive growth, and I've never stood behind the mic and thought, I mean, sometimes I've stood behind the mic not really knowing what most of the time I stand behind the mic not really knowing what's going to come out. But, you know, I just haven't, like, the last couple of months I've really lacked, or the need for me to share has reduced significantly. I think it's because I'm working with so many people at the moment that my energy is so focused on them, not my own personal growth, which is a fucking relief, may I say, after a decade of like hardcore personal development work on myself. It's actually really a relief to take a step back and not be, you know, really hardcore working on myself, and instead, you know, I guess doing what I'm here to do, which is to guide people. So standing behind the mic, it kind of feels like, oh, what am I going to share? Because I guess I'm sharing so much in my sessions that it feels like there's almost little left here. And it's actually been a struggle for me to come up with something to speak about this week, because, I mean, I did send a really, you know, long newsletter out on Friday, which kind of just came to me as I was sitting at the computer. On a Friday, I generally send my newsletter out, and I hadn't written it prior. So I just was like, right, I've got to get my newsletter out. And then it just came out, right? And it was really the story about how, and I guess maybe this is what's leading to the next thing for me, right? It was the story about how, you know, doing business from trust, me doing business in my own way, by my own rules, and not playing into scarcity and all those kind of things that we're taught have to be a part of business, when I don't necessarily believe them to be true. And I feel like for a while there, I kind of, you know, on the surface level believed it to be true, but I didn't viscerally believe it to be true. And now I kind of really believe it to be true on a soul level. And so my business is kind of reflecting that. When I had the doubt, my business reflected that doubt, you know. So, you know, I wrote this newsletter about how over the years it's really just been a practice of trust, and how I'd sown all these seeds over the years, decades, and now they're all starting to bear fruit. And really the only reason I believe they're starting to bear fruit is that I've dropped the attachment to them needing to bear fruit. You know, if you think about the way nature works, we plant seeds and then often we just allow nature to do the rest. Sometimes, well, we'll water the plant, right? But we're not attached to it needing to grow quickly. We have this understanding that these things take time. And when it comes to business, we don't necessarily have that understanding, probably because of all the scarcity marketing out there on how easy this game is. But it does take time, and the seeds that you sow now may not bear fruit for a decade. And for me, that's okay, because all the seeds that I plant will eventually bear fruit. I just can't tell you when, but I have to trust that that's going to happen. And the seeds that don't sprout weren't healthy for me in the first place. You know, they were never going to sprout. But you know what? Things sure as fuck don't sprout when you're screaming at them all the time to hurry up. So you plant the seeds in the ground and then you scream at them, hurry the fuck up, what's wrong with you? Like, that's what we do in business. That's what we're doing when we're, you know, seeking purpose and meaning. We're often screaming at it to arrive, to be here now. And it's like, it's going to take the time. It's going to take as long as it takes. What if you could plant the seed, water it, and then trust that it will grow and the conditions will be right for it to bear fruit eventually? I know that sounds like a really long, patient game, but it's the only one that actually works, because when we push and push and push and make shit happen and make shit happen and make shit happen, eventually we end up burnt out or hating the thing. And this actually is a really nice segue into, you know, what I guess I want to talk to you a bit about today, which is, you know, I've spoken a lot over the past maybe 6 to 12 months about that idea of the swing, that sometimes we need to swing away in order to come back and find our equilibrium with something. And I've spoken about how I did that with Radcasters, right? Because Radcasters was one of those seeds that I planted and then I screamed relentlessly at, hurry the fuck up, grow, 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 you know, and when I couldn't see the growth, I burnt myself out trying to make that shit happen. And I took it personally. And, you know, we don't take it personally if we plant a seed and it doesn't grow. It's just a seed. It may be a faulty seed. It may be that it was the wrong dirt. But it may be that we didn't water it. But it's not a personal thing, right? And I used to take business very personally. And I think there's an element of healthy to that. And I don't know that we're looking to be completely, cut off from our emotions. And you know, we're human. We make things personal. So I'm not saying that it's that we need to be robotic. We just need to drop attachment to things and allow them to happen and allow them to unfold. Anyway, so with Radcasters, you know, I was trying to make the shit happen and I was pushing, 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 ended up burnt out, swung right away from it, closed it down, walked away, never wanted to talk about podcasting again, needed a break. And then eventually I came back to it, you know, working one-on-one with people, rebuilding Radcasters, now the Frequency Mastermind. And the next stage for me is to start another podcast. And that might seem crazy from someone who, you know, is standing here with like wondering what she's going to talk about this week, because she's kind of like, you know, like, what am I going to talk about? I don't know. I'm kind of not really doing a lot of personal development right now. And I'm in coast mode. So there's not like a lot to share. And I know there will be in the future. I've just got to keep showing up and sharing if it still feels good for me. And if it doesn't, I'll stop producing this podcast. But at the moment, I'm in one of those phases where I feel like it does feel a little bit difficult for me, which is new. I've just got to, you know, I'm not going to make any rash decisions here. I'm just going to honor it for what it is, which is a lack of inspiration when it comes to showing up at the mic in this capacity, in the Carlosophies capacity. I guess I'm just questioning if I have that much to share right now. And so that might seem, it might seem strange for someone who has just said this to then say, I'm thinking about starting another podcast. But what I'm finding is with all of this work that I'm doing with people around podcasting, I'm having similar conversations all the time. The same things keep coming up again and again and again. And I want to be able to share this resource with everyone, not just, you know, it's a better use of and a better leverage of my time and energy to be able to share it with you all and, you know, just get it out instead of just in a conversation that I'm having over and over and over again, if that makes sense, right? So my old little brain kicked in for a little bit there and was like, well, you know, because I'd actually launched doing a podcast about podcasting, which is, if I didn't say that, that's what this next show is going to be about, a podcast about podcasting. And I have been here before. I've been in this place where I was going to do a podcast about podcasting when I launched Radcasters, and it felt yuck. I just did not want to do it. But then I went to ProBlogger, I think it was in 2016, and they had like a you know, 90 days, like get something out in 90 days. I think it was something like that. And I committed to doing a podcast about podcasting. And I announced it on my Instagram. And then I just like was like, oh, I really don't want to do this. And so I just kind of let it roll down the feed and into obscurity and hope nobody ever asked me about that podcast and why I flaked. But it just wasn't the right time. And I was losing my love for podcasting then. in terms of talking about podcasting. But with all of these clients that I'm working with, I've got this renewed love and energy towards it. And I am really passionate about this as a medium. And so I've decided to, you know, like let the swing come back in and land myself in equilibrium here. So I'm going to be starting a new podcast. I've got the artwork ready. I'm going to be recording some episodes and it will be out very, very shortly. I don't fuck around with these things. I've got a mug that one of my mastermind clients from about 3 years, Amanda Ewan, gave me on our first mastermind retreat or second mastermind retreat. And it says, run faster than your self-doubt. It's something that I used to say to them all the time. And so I'm going to run faster than my self-doubt, and I'm going to finish up recording this episode and then move into, yeah, like batch recording some episodes for my new podcast, which will be called Rock Your Mic Right. So if you want to hear about that podcast, make sure you either like follow me on Instagram at Carlosophies, or you jump on my email list on my website at carlinimmo.com, and I'll be announcing it, you know, I guess as soon as it's live. So hoping to get it up before I head over to the States in 3 weeks for She Podcasts Live. Yeah, you know, I think that's the thing, right? Like my passion right now isn't necessarily focused towards my personal growth and development in the way that it has been. I feel like I'm in kind of a good place emotionally and spiritually. And my energy is really headed, you know, very, very much in a place of service right now. Working with all my clients, I'm having so much fun with that work, and I'm really, passionate about this medium. I'm passionate about people getting their truth out there. I'm passionate about storytelling. I'm passionate about the connection that this medium creates, and so I'm really excited. And also, okay, so that was one thing I did want to bring up too, right? So I'm just going to check that we're. Oh, hang on. Yes, we're still recording. Great. okay, so there was one other thing that I wanted to bring up, which is the idea that this was my like old primitive brain, not primitive brain, but like, you know, Carly brain 2015 kicked in while I was thinking about doing this podcast and said, oh, what if you give away too much for free? You know, wouldn't you be deterring people from joining Radcasters if you're just giving all that information away for free? Wouldn't that mean that nobody would work with you because the stuff that you talk to them about in sessions will be on a podcast? And so, you know, little old strategy brain was like, yeah, well, maybe, because I don't want to give away the baby with the bathwater. You know, I don't want to like give them the... What is it? Like give them the milk and the cow or whatever. I'm really bad with shit like this, aren't I? I know you guys. I know when you're listening to this and I'm saying, what's that saying? And you're screaming, it's blah, 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 blah at me. Sorry. Yeah, you give the cow and the milk or some shit. Don't give them the milk when you get the cow for free. What, you know that saying, right? So, and you know how I'm in the context that I'm using it in, which is basically, you know, there's two school camps, I guess, in online marketing world. And one is the content marketing kind of side of things where you give them all your best stuff for free and that makes them want to buy your products, whether they're better than what you give them or not. You know, they think that because they're getting all this wonderful content for free, that then your product must be good. So there's that school of camp. And then there's, you know, the other school of camp, which is just tease them and get them in kind of thing, or Trojan horse them. So then I was thinking about like coming back to what I tell all my clients to do. Come back to like your real purpose. Like, what do you want? What are your plans? What do you feel like is here for you, you know? And what I've learned over the past, particularly 5 years, is that I want to work with people on an intimate one-to-one level. I'm not about scale. I'm about connection. I would like to serve more people than I can fit into my schedule. And therefore, you know, I have Radcasters there a podcast couldn't possibly take away from that course, because the course is like how to, and there's a community attached to it, and there's me, right? The podcast will be an incredible resource, but it also can't replace working with me, because what you don't get when you listen to a podcast is my eyeballs on your shit, which is what people pay me for, to get my, you know, weird energy mixed in with your weird energy, and we make magic happen together. So that could never be, you know, like, I don't know, that if I think about like scarcity would make me not want to put a podcast out there because it may detract from my business. If I'm coming from an abundance mindset, then that could never happen, because people can listen to me and they can learn from me, but they can't, that can't replicate what happens energetically when two people come together. And this is what I want, the two people coming together. The rest is just ways to support people that I can't come together with, or to extend the work that I do with people on a one-to-one level, you know? And in terms of, like, there's two things, right? One is, can you ever give away too much? Yes, I do believe you can, but it all comes down to the energy with which you're doing the giving away. So I used to give away too much. I used to be a chronic over-deliverer because I had a really bad case of the not enoughness, right? So I was constantly trying to prove my value to people by over-delivering, by making sure they knew I was the expert. Where these days I'm not coming from not enoughness. I'm coming from a place of overflow. I'm coming from a place of, you know, not being attached to anything, just doing it because it's fun and light and I know it can help people. There's an energetic, huge difference between those two, isn't there? It's like when we're coming from this place of not enough and we're trying to prove our value, there's almost a desperation and there's a deep attachment here, right? And this is where business becomes personal. That's when we allow our business to success or failure to define our success or failure, because we're really attached to it needing to work. Where over on the other side, where I feel like I'm currently at, it's coming from overflow. My needs are met. I have space. I can be generous with my time and knowledge. And I know that that's going to flow back to me because I've got evidence of that now. And I also know that even if something isn't to happen, something else really good can happen. I mean, just have a think. 7 years ago, I was crying every day thinking my life was completely fucking over and considering taking my own life to have it be over. That's the kind of place I was in back then. And because I've been in that place, I totally understand that now if something like that happens, I can survive it. And I can thrive. It leads to better places if we can trust. So yeah, that was a kind of like, oh, I didn't really have anything to say. I don't know what I'm going to do. And here I am having just like thrown it all on the table. So yeah, Carlosophy is still going to continue, but Rocky Mike Wright is going to be launching very soon. And if you want to hear about when that's going to happen, because I feel like, yes, it's going to be a podcasting specific show, but of course there's going to be stuff in there that's going to serve you, because a podcast is just another form of content, right? So most of this, not most of the stuff, but some of the stuff that I'll be talking about, we can translate to just our general life. So even if you're not a podcaster, I would highly recommend it. But if you are a podcaster, I feel like this is going to be a real game changer, and I'm really fucking excited to deliver this. I've already got like a year's worth of fucking ideas mapped out just based on the conversations I'm having week to week in frequency. So, jump on my list, follow me on Instagram, and you'll hear about when Rock Your Mic comes out. There's no takeaway here. You know what you get from it. Maybe you're too attached to things. Maybe you're coming from a place of needing to prove yourself over feeling secure and knowing that you're enough and knowing that you know enough and sharing from the overflow. How can we switch you from one place to the other? But also permission to come back to things, right? Because that's essentially what I've done here. It's okay for us to, you know, like move away from something and come back to it. It's okay also, this is a key. Oh my God, this is a key. Okay, so it's okay for you to have an idea and let it simmer for a while, right? If the timing isn't right, it's not. Okay, so this is one thing that I see actually a lot of podcasters struggle with. So they're beating themselves up because they're not moving fast enough on their podcast. And it's like, you know, I had this idea nearly five years ago for a podcast about podcasting. Now, I could look at it as it's taken me 5 years to get here, but I don't, because it was an idea that wasn't right at the time. And so I've done so many other things and then come back to it. You know, we don't have to act on every idea that we have. That's for those of you who need to be reminded, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because it seems like a good idea doesn't mean it is a good idea right now. But if we park it and just, you know, allow things to unfold, we will know when it's the right time. You know, we'll know. All right, that's it from me today. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.